the Pioneer Consort with Sinfonia by G.B. Gervasio. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Not Entirely Classical Music Show on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, where we explore classical, new age, jazz, and more every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. You can hear us here locally on 90.9 FM on your radio dial and on your smartphone and computer at classicalwscs.org. That was Gimmer Nicholson from a very scarce LP called Christopher Idols. We heard Millennial Harbinger. And before that, we heard Julian Bream with the Introduction in Fandango for Guitar and Harpsichord by Boccherini and Julian Bream. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Not Entirely Classical Music Show here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Few adolescents in the 1950s and 1960s emerged without experiencing The Catcher in the Rye. The tale of Holden Caulfield's escape from prep school became an essential read and revealed its elusive author as one of the more fascinating literary figures of all time. J.D. Salinger died in 2010. The first definitive biography of his life was published in 2013 with an accompanying documentary film. Both are titled simply Salinger. Shane Salerno, the young screenwriter of Armageddon, wrote, produced, and directed the documentary. Eschewing any show of objectivity, it unabashedly champions the mysterious Salinger as one of America's literary giants. The film provides fascinating insights into the elusive author making much hay out of Salinger's peculiar lifestyle, his World War II experience, his relationships with young girls, and his hyperfixation on secrecy and copyright protection. It also reveals that on a careful timetable set by the author himself, new Salinger works are scheduled to be published. It seems we may at last have long-standing questions answered and possibly get to spend more quality time with the Glass family and Holden Caulfield. But surely the more answers we get, the more questions will arise around the puzzling life and works of J.D. Salinger. Salinger, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
This is Bird Note. Let's assume for a moment that you have a yard that a pair of robins has nested in for 12 years. You may be surprised to learn that it hasn't always been the same pair. Mortality rate is high in our familiar songbirds. For robins, it's around 50% each year once young birds have fledged. If a robin survives to midwinter, it lives an average of 1.7 years after that. The oldest robins in your yard might be about 6 years old, although one banded bird lived almost 14 years. So in a dozen years, you've probably had at least a half dozen robins of each sex involved in nesting. Robins, and most other migratory birds, don't maintain their pair bonds over winter, so they mate anew each spring. But if the same male and female return to the same territory, they're very likely to mate again. If the male has died, another male will likely take over the territory, and the living female may mate with him. Similarly, if the female has died, a new female will mate with the resident male. They may nest in the same shrub, if it's a favorable nesting spot, and to our eyes, it looks as if the same pair of robins has returned. To learn more, come to birdnote.org.
Thank you.
Music from an album called The Butterfly by Shelley Phillips and Friends that was released back in 2003 on Gord Music in Felden, California. We started that set off with King of the Fairies and Temple Hill, then All in a Garden Green, The Honeysuckle, and we ended up with George White's favorite and Blackberry Blossom. Before that, we heard Anthony DeGennaro from his LP Legends in Stone. And the name of the track was Take the Castle. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Not Entirely Classical Music Show here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London with music we might call classical, using classical as a point of departure for jazz, new age, independent music, and more. Celebrate community radio with DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop. Yes, well, the Radio Thrift Shop is on hiatus, but will be returning to the airwaves at some undetermined date in the future, hopefully in 2016, but time will tell. Here's some music by guitarist Frederick Hand. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.